For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Our mission. The mission of the Apostolic Faith Organization has always been evangelism, endeavoring to present the gospel in its fullness and to lead unbelievers to God. In addition, there is a focus on encouraging the development of holy, Christ-like character in the lives of Spirit-filled believers. Just as God has an individual call for each of His followers, we believe He also has a specific role for organizations in the general mandate Jesus delivered to His disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The mission statement of the Apostolic Faith Organization attempts to express in words the purpose that has been in place since the organization's founding. It provides both a corporate and individual challenge and establishes goals for our branch churches around the world as well as for the headquarters church. It reads, "The mission of the Apostolic Faith Church is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We accomplish this as we pray. We make prayer the basis of every ministry and encourage communion with God as the way we grow to spiritual maturity in Him. Preach. We emphasize the original Pentecostal doctrines of salvation, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, continually striving to develop fully committed disciples of Jesus Christ. Publish. We publish the gospel through the printed word, the spoken word, and through our personal lives, daily looking for opportunities to spread the message, 'Ye must be born again.'" Daniel 12:3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." God chose men and women as His tools to spread the greatest news the world has ever known. He designed the message of the gospel to be handed from person to person. Paul the Apostle instructed Timothy, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust." He was directing the younger minister to preserve a pure gospel by preaching healthy doctrine. That charge was delivered to Timothy so that he would deliver it to others, and that same charge is ours today. A gospel which proclaims God's power to save the repentant heart, sanctify the converted soul, and pour out the Holy Spirit on sanctified believers has been committed to our trust. It is our mission to preserve and pass it on to those who follow us.